You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Matthew Karakilakis, welcome to NITV Radio.
Thank you very much, Bertrand. It's a pleasure to be here, and I would like to first give our acknowledgement to the traditional owners of the land in which we're in today and pay our respects to all of our Indigenous elders, past, present and future.
Yeah. Now, our 15th episode of Tell Me Law, we're in a very specific context. This is one of our few ones we've done, actually, in the context of this COVID-19. And there's a special thing that's concerning businesses, especially now that a lot of them are going through hardship. Debt collection is something we really have to emphasize on, because a lot of business will have to try and collect money from debtors. And it's a topic that is of concern for many.
Yeah, exactly. I'm very pleased to be able to share some information on debt collection, and hopefully we can give our listeners today some tips that can be particularly useful, because I think it's really important for business owners to know about debt collection and some of the processes, as well as the legal rights to have debts recovered and debt recovery take place.
What debt collection processes can a business put in place?
First of all, there's a lot of internal processes. So before even entering into a business transaction, what a business should do is do proper credit checks and do their own due diligence to understand and be aware of exactly who the business is being done for, who are the goods and services provided to. Because if you understand your customer, you understand your client, then if you're able to say they've got a positive history and they don't have a checkered past, then you can hopefully be in a position of safeguarding yourself before a debt even arises in the first place.
What kind of paper trail has to be put in place to actually enter into this process of recovering debt?
Well, if we're talking from a legal standpoint, Bertrand, it's important to remember that the law is all about evidence. So having things written down in writing, so for example, having letters that are written chasing up the payment of the debt, having reminder letters sent, having emails following up on the debt are all very, very important. Particularly sometimes in those situations, you can get a confirmation response from the person that owes the money acknowledging that they actually in fact owe the money. So that can itself be like an admission that can help later on down the track if you need to. If all of your own internal avenues have been exhausted and all the emails that are being sent, letters that are being sent are still not providing the outcome in terms of the debt collection and the payment of the debt that's being looked after most, at that stage there, it's very important to remember to see a lawyer or even a debt collector, because a letter of demand then might be the best step forward in that more formal process.
Wow. And what changes about, because we're in a special context of COVID-19, but what changes now are they in place about debt collection arising from this special situation we are in?
Well, there's been quite a few changes, Bertrand, particularly to do with creditors' statutory demands and also the requirements for bankruptcy proceedings, the relief available for directors and their provisions against trading whilst insolvent. And there's also been some temporary relief against initiating bankruptcy proceedings. So, for example, with creditors' statutory demands, the minimum amount has now been increased from $2,000 to $20,000, meaning you can't issue a creditors' statutory demand under the Corporations Act unless the amount is at least $2,000, meaning 10 times more than it was prior to COVID-19. Also, for creditors' statutory demands, the time frame for a company to respond to that demand has been significantly extended. So before, it used to be 21 days. Now it's 6 months.
Wow, but that's a very, very long time. A business to be waiting for payment to 6 months is very long.
Most definitely. But you've got to remember that the creditors' statutory demand is a very forceful and powerful mechanism under the Corporations Act.
Yeah.
What happens is if that time lapses, you can enforce the debt against the debtor, and where that debt is a company, you can then seek wind-up orders against that company. So I think there's a bit of leniency given by the government in recognising that there's going to be some financial difficulties, and it's giving these companies that owed it debt a little bit of extra time to get their finances together before facing those wind-up orders.
Yeah, this is something special. But sure. Is there a sunset clause? Because is this situation permanent, or after 6 months or after a certain period will revert to the 21-day period that used to be enforceable previous to COVID-19?
These changes are in place for 6 months, but then just like all the other COVID-19 policies that are in place, the government will revisit this policy at the end of that period, and depending on how things are going, it could be extended or it might expire at that 6 month time. Because one of the things people are talking about is a recession. I think if we went into a recession in these present circumstances, the government would probably continue in its allowance. But now we're starting to get into those political realms, and with politics, Bertrand, yeah, all I can say is I just don't know.
Yeah, we'll wait and see how it pans out. But now, before I let you go, what's your key takeaway for this episode 15?
Sure. So number one, have effective debt collection strategies and processes in place. Number two, keep everything in writing when pursuing the debt. Number three, get legal representation if things get tricky.
Matthew Karakalakis, thank you so much for, enlightening us on this very, very important topic of debt collection, especially in these times of COVID-19. And as you said, a recession just around the corner. There is going to be a lot of debt collection. It's something we'll definitely hear about in the next few months or years to come.
An absolute pleasure, Bertrand, as always.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.